following is a presentation of DRG the coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
We are in Selby, South Dakota tonight for a matchup between the Aberdeen Christian Knights, who are coming into tonight's ball game at 10-0 on the season. And they are taking on the Harriet Selby Wolverines, who are coming into this game at 8-3 and riding a four-game winning streak. So the Wolverines playing some good basketball right now, and I want to take the time to thank our sponsors for tonight's game: Martin Beal Insurance of Selby, Uptown Market of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, and also Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Bank West, Harriet Concrete, Shorty's One Stop in Selby. Shout out to all of those companies for coverage of tonight's ball game. Dustin Stortzum with you this evening in Selby. Again, it's 10-0 Aberdeen Christian. The Knights undefeated, 10 straight wins, and they will look to take down a really hot 8-3 Harriet Selby Wolverine girls basketball team right now. They are playing very good ball on the offense and defensive end. We just wrapped up the final of the JV game here between the boys, where Aberdeen Christian, they were able to run away with things late in the fourth quarter. I believe the final score ended up being 32-11 or 32-13, something around that area. But the Aberdeen and Christian Knights were able to come out with a victory in the JV game. We'll take a short three-minute break. When we come back, we will have your pregame show, your family dental up here in Gettysburg, pregame show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. Bank West. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Selby, where we are still in the pregame between Aberdeen Christian and Harriet Selby. Dustin Sortsum on the call for you this evening. Aberdeen Christian coming into this game at 10-0 on the season. And it is Harriet Selby coming in at 8-3. Now it is time for your Family Dental of Pier in Gettysburg pregame show. We are up in the Jensen Rock and Sand of Moberg broadcast booth, and we'll take a look at your starting lineup, your Campbell County Collision starting lineups. Tonight we'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, the Aberdeen Christian Knights. And here's your starting five right now. Joy Rohrbrock is actually out tonight with an injury. She was averaging 4.8 points per game, 2 rebounds and 5 assists. So Aberdeen Christian will be missing one of their starters this evening. Here's your starting five. We'll start with number 20, Kaylee Block, averaging 4.5 points per game and also 3.3 rebounds as well. She's a senior this season, playing forward, and is 5'8". Number 23, Hannah Miller, she's averaging 7.3 points per game, 5.7 rebounds, and a 5 assists. She's a senior guard, standing at 6'1". Number 24, Mallory Miller. This is Aberdeen's leading scorer this season. A lot of the offensive production goes through her, and this year she's averaging 19.2 points per game, 14.3 rebounds per game, and 3.5 blocks, averaging a double-double on the season. She's a junior center standing at 6'4". Number 33, Grace Kaiser, averaging 7.4 points per game, 3.7 rebounds. She's a senior forward standing at 5'9". And also number 35, Chloe Bosma, averaging 2.6 points per game, 3.7 rebounds. And that will round out, that will round out your starting five this evening. Coming off the bench, number 30, Chloe Holt, averaging 2.3 points per game and 1.6 rebounds. So if you take a look at the roster, the height advantage going in favor of Aberdeen, they have two players over 6 foot tall. Harriet Selby, just Jada Rosso down low, the 6 foot sophomore. But other than that, a huge height advantage this evening for Aberdeen Christian. Your starting lineups for Harriet Selby: Jenica Barron's number one. She's a guard standing at 5'5" tall. Number two, Caitlin Anderson, the senior guard, standing at 5'4". Number 10, Kendall Sawinski, the senior guard, standing at 5'8". Bella Brander will get the start, a 5'7" senior forward. And then Jada Rosso, who is a 6 foot sophomore. Keys of the game tonight, I mean, for Aberdeen Christian, they have the height advantage. They need to get it down low. Obviously, their leading scorer, Mallory Miller, a lot of the offensive production this season for Aberdeen Christian, the Knights. And I think the big thing for them is, feeding it down low, finding Mallory, and getting those second chance points. She's averaging 14.3 rebounds a game. And so if the Lady Knights can come down with a few offensive rebounds this evening, they should be able to come out on top. For Harriet Selby, I think the thing is they need to control the tempo this evening. Obviously, a height advantage for Aberdeen Christian this evening. And so Harriet Selby, will see if we see some more outside shots tonight and if they go away from the post or not. Now, Harriet Selby, they do have some good shooters on this team. Bella Brander can shoot the ball. Kendall Sawinski, when she gets hot, she's hard to stop as well. And Caitlin Anderson, who is the commander on the court, you could say, for them. She controls the ball at all times for this Harriet Selby team. And so if they can work things around the outside, they've got a good shot to come out on top this evening. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back to Selby. Dustin Sortsum with you this evening on 100.7 FM KMLO. Taking a look at the schedule here before we get things tipped off. It was Aberdeen Christian who came out with a victory against Wabe Summit 52-25 their last time out. And then they beat Faulkton Area the game before 41-37. But that has really been the closest game so far this year for Aberdeen Christian. Taking a look at Harriet Selby, they are on, I believe, what is a four-game winning streak. I have it pulled up right here, and we'll take a look. Harriet Selby got a 7-game winning streak. I was wrong. 7-game winning streak for Harriet Selby. They are 8-3. So after a 1-3 start, the Wolverines playing very good basketball as we are a minute and 30 away from tip-off here in Selby. Should be a fun one. We will have the boys game coverage right after this one, and that will be a good game as well. I'm excited to see Harriet Selby take on Aberdeen in the boys game as well. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off right here in Selby on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, just as our local high school asset.
All right, we are back here at Selby, where it was actually the Wolverines getting on the board first right away. Rosso won the tip, got it right over to Sawinski. And she was able to put it in for two. So it's 2-0, Wolverines to begin things. Harriet Selby taking on Aberdeen Christian, and a turnover off the rip for Aberdeen Christian on their second offensive possession. So the Wolverines will take over again, 7:23 to go in the opening quarter. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call this evening. We'll have girls basketball right now and then the boys basketball game to follow. And both of these games should be really good this evening. Behrens has it, swinging it to the high post. Brandner now back to Behrens, who pulls up from the free throw line. Shot left long, but an offensive rebound going to Brandner. And the Wolverines will keep possession of the basketball. Here's Sawinski at the high post. She'll drive. Right-handed layup is up and no good. And the rebound goes to Mallory Miller. Here's Hannah Miller with the basketball. She'll take a pick from Mallory and drive to the right side. Throws up a shot. It's no good. And the ball falls out of bounds, and it will go to the Wolverines. So 2-0, Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Sawinski brings this one up across the timeline, swings it to the right side. Brander has it on the wing, back to the left, Anderson. Now back to the right wing, Behrens has it, looking at the high post. Now she'll dribble to the free throw line, swinging it back out to the left wing. Caitlin Anderson pump fakes, hands it off to Brandner, who has it top of the key. Brandner gets it down low to Rosso, and a turnover. Here's Hannah Miller trying to go coast to coast on Brandner, and she'll put it in for two. Hannah Miller, the 6'1" senior guard, with her first 2 points of the evening. Tied up at 2 apiece, 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. Harriet Selby going up against Aberdeen Christian. Sawinski down low, swinging it back to the top of the key. Behrens has it now, pump fakes. 2 feet back from the three-point line. Now she'll dribble to the right side, handing it off to Anderson. Anderson to the left elbow. Rosso now has it, swinging it back to Anderson, who kicks it to the corner. Barron's for three, right between the eyes from downtown. And Harriet Selby now leads 5-2, and a near turnover off the inbounds pass. Mallory Miller lost control of the basketball. She was able to recover it as she hands it off to Hannah Miller, who brings this one across the timeline. Mallory Miller getting it down low. Shot is up, no good. Grace Kaiser with the shot. She could not get it to fall. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian 5-2. As Barron's has it for the Wolverine, she'll take the screen from Brander, now dribbles to the left side, hands it off to Sawinski, who throws over to Rosso, just inside the three-point line. Rosso to the right wing. Anderson, back down low to Rosso, losing control of the basketball. She's able to throw it back in bounds, but a turnover for the Wolverines. Bozma coming the other way, hands it off to Hannah Miller, who will drive, trying to go coast-to-coast. Shot is up. No good, but an offensive rebound by Mallory Miller. She tries to put it in, but the shot won't fall, and a foul call. So Mallory Miller will go to the free throw line for two shots. 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. It's Harriet Selby 5, Aberdeen Christian 2. And the first free throw for Mallory Miller is up and no good. Maya Ebel checking into the game. Rosso will go to the bench. Stephanie Albee will also check in for the Wolverines. So Mallory Miller is able to hit the second free throw. It's a 5-3 lead for Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian. Barron's bringing this one across the timeline. Dribbling with the right hand. Guarded by Kaylee Block. And an offensive foul called off the ball. I believe that's going to go against Stephanie Albee. So now, Aberdeen Christian with the basketball. 4:21 to go in the opening quarter. It is Harriet Selby 5, Aberdeen Christian 3, as Hannah Miller's going to turn it over off the inbounds pass. Here's the Wolverines the other way. Albee just inside the free throw line, but she missed all of that one. And the rebound goes to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Throws it to the right side to Hannah Miller, and that ball gets batted away out of bounds by Kendall Sawinski. It's still Aberdeen Christian's ball. They will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Chloe Holt checking into the game for the first time for the Knights. She brings this one across the timeline, guarded by Brandner. Now Mallory Miller with the basketball on the baseline, trying to swing it down low, and the pass is intercepted by Barron's. Harriet Selby wanting to push this one in transition. Here's Barron's on the baseline. Sawinski. Swing it to the high post. Brandner had a wide open shot. She gets it to fall, but a travel is called. The law on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. I talked about in the CHS River Plains keys to the game that the Wolverines, they needed to control the tempo in this basketball game, and they've been able to do so far with a 5-3 lead, 3:35 to go in the opening quarter. Hannah Miller off the screen to the left elbow as she tries to get it down low to Kaylee Block, but the pass is tipped away and it goes out of bounds. The ball will stay with the Knights. 3:27 to go in the opening quarter. 5-3 lead for Harriet Selby as that shot is blocked by Barron. She'll now try to go coast to coast for Harriet Selby, and she's fouled as she gets to the rim. Two free throws coming up. The inbound pass, went to Mallory Miller. She gets blocked from behind. Barron's takes control of the basketball and gets to the rim on the other end, and she'll go to the line for two free throw shots. And the first free throw is up and good. 3:21 to go in the opening quarter. It's Harriet Selby 6, Aberdeen Christian 3. And the second free throw is up and good. 2-for-2 on the free throws is Barron's. And that lead stretched out to 4 for Harriet Selby. Full court pressure coming from the Wolverines as the Knights are able to get it across half court. Mallory Miller on top of the key looking for help. She swings it to the right side. Grace Kaiser has it. Now Kaiser over to Hannah Miller, who takes the screen, and the three-point shot is up and no good. Cold shooting out of the gates for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Behrens the other way. Looking to the right wing. Albee now swinging it to the left side. Behrens has it on the left wing. She pump fakes. Jab steps. And now dribbles to her right. Hands it off. Albee has it again on top of the key. 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Sawinski. Getting it down low. Shot is up. No good. Off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound goes to Albee. And she leaves that shot long as well. And the rebound goes to Mallory Miller. Here come the Knights in transition. Kaylee Block getting it down low. She'll swing it back to the top of the key. Mallory Miller with the drive. She can't get it to fall. And the Knights cannot find the bottom of the basket right now. 7-3, Harriet Selby with 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Sawinski, top of the key, guarded by Kaiser. She gets stripped away, but a foul called. Foul is on number 33, Grace Kaiser, as two substitutes coming into the game for the Wolverines. Caitlin Anderson checks in. And also number 14, Sophia Von Wald. We have a timeout, an Integra timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well with 2:09 to go in the opening quarter. It's Harriet Selby 7, Aberdeen Christian 3. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
There's no place like the Camaconny Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Camaconny Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Camaconny Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Dustin Stortzum, inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mo Bridge broadcast booth. First quarter of play here in Selby, and it's Harriet Selby with the lead over Aberdeen Christian 7-3. Aberdeen Christian coming into tonight's game, 10-0 on the season. Caitlin Anderson will inbound this one for Harriet Selby. She gets it into Sawinski on the right low block. Sawinski dribbles back out to the three-point line with the left hand. Now kicks it back up top. Albee has it to the left side. Caitlin Anderson back to Albee. Albee looking around. Nice ball movement here by the Wolverines. Now Sawinski with it baseline. She dab steps, drives, and puts up a floater that falls for two. And that lead is up to 6 for Harriet Selby. 1:45 to go in the opening quarter. The Wolverines 9. Aberdeen Christian 3 in a turnover the other end. Hannah Miller turns it over. Here's Sawinski. She's wanting to go coast to coast. Back outside. Two-point shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound going to the Wolverines. But the second effort won't go either. And now Mallory Miller nearly pickpocketed underneath her own hoop after the rebound. Here's Miller. Three-point shot. That's up and good. Mallory Miller answering from deep. And the shooting drought has finally come to a stop. Harriet Selby still leading this one 9-6 in the opening quarter over Aberdeen Christian. Albee, top of the key to the right side. Von Wald has it. Back to Albee. Now to Sawinski on the right elbow. Sawinski will drive inside the lane. Swings it back outside. Three-pointer by Albee is up. No good. And the rebound goes to Chloe Holt. Here's Hannah Miller the other way for the Knights, trying to get it down low to Mallory Miller. That pass is tipped away. The Knights able to keep control of the basketball as a three-pointer is up and no good by Holt. And a nice save by number 24, Mallory Miller, as she threw that ball back in bounds. It went off Jada Rosso. And the Knights will keep control of the basketball. Mass subs into the game here for the Knights. Brandner checks back in. Barron's also into the game. Smaller lineup here for the Wolverines. Mallory Miller off the inbound pass. She gets the six-footer to fall. And that lead cut down to just one here for Harriet Selby. They lead 9-8 over Aberdeen Christian with 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shot clock turned off. Caitlin Anderson on the right wing, holding the basketball. Now Behrens with 15. Not closely guarded at the volleyball line. Albee over to Caitlin Anderson. Now 8 seconds to go. Here's Behrens with 5. With 4. She's being double-teamed as she dribbles to the right side, swings it to the corner. It goes out of bounds off of Hannah Miller. 1.9 seconds to go on the clock. Harriet Selby with an opportunity for the last shot off this inbounds pass from the corner. Caitlin Anderson getting it in to Behrens. It's batted away by number 33, Grace Kaiser. And so no shot from the Harriet Selby Wolverines to end the quarter. It's a 9-8 lead, just a 1-point lead for Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout break when we come back. Second quarter action right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Welcome back here to Selby, where Harriet Selby, with the lead over undefeated Aberdeen Christian, 9-8 after one quarter of play. Dustin Stortzum with you as we take a look at that Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mulbridge scoreboard. And a 9-8 lead for Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian, just starting the second quarter. And right off the get-go, a travel call on Chloe Bosma of the night. So the Wolverines will take control of the basketball. Harriet Selby with it. And Sawinski will inbound this one to Behrens as she crosses the timeline. 7:45 to go in the second quarter. Behrens on top of the key. Swing it over to Anderson on the right side. Anderson back to Behrens. Behrens from the left elbow getting it into the corner. Sawinski has it. Back to the top of the key. Anderson to the left side, Sawinski again, and that pass is tipped away. Bosma comes up with a basketball, but then it's stripped right back by the Wolverines, fighting on the floor for it. It's Bosma and Behrens, and a jump ball is called. And actually, no, a timeout called on the floor. I believe that timeout called by the Knights. So we'll take one as well. Integra timeout. It's 9-8 Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
7:20 to go in the first half. Harriet Selby with the lead 9-8 over Aberdeen Christian. And right off the inbounds pass, a layup attempt no good by the Knights. Harriet Selby taking over. Behrens a three, but she left it short. She'll chase down her own rebound. Hands it off to Rosso, who swings it back over. Brandner now has it. On the left wing, Brandner over to the right wing to Behrens. Behrens to the high post. Brandner has it. Takes a dribble. Throws up a shot over Mallory Miller. It's no good left short. Another offensive rebound, though, going to Harriet Selby. Behrens to the left side. Sawinski swinging it baseline. Rosso gets the shot to fall over Mallory Miller. And Harriet Selby back out to a three-point lead over Aberdeen Christian. Here's Bosma trying to hand off to Sawinski, but a steal. Sawinski will go one-on-one with Hannah Miller. The layup is up and in. A quick 4-0 run here for the Wolverines. They lead 13-8 with 6:20 to go in the first half. Here's Mallory Miller trying to answer back with a three of her own. It's no good. Fighting on the floor for the basketball. And it rolls out of bounds. Last touched by the Knights. So Harriet Selby will take over again. They lead 13-8 over Aberdeen Christian with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Barons will bring this one across the half-court line. Dribbles to the right wing. Now passes it back to the top of the key. Anderson over to Sawinski on the left wing. Back to Anderson. Anderson to Barons, who's getting double-teamed. She'll swing it to the left side. Sawinski from the low block to Brandner. Brander back to the right side. Barons will throw up a wide open shot, and she gets it to fall. A 6-0 run for the Wolverines. They now lead 15-8 with 5:35 to go in the opening half. Here's Hannah Miller dribbling to the right side. Swings it down low. Mallory Miller gets a shot up, and that falls for two. So the 6-0 run comes to a close. Aberdeen Christian able to find that scoreboard again. 15-10. Harriet Selby, though, with the lead. Here's Barons again, just inside the three-point line, and she gets it to fall. They are leaving Barons wide open inside the three-point line, and she's got back-to-back shots to fall. Here's Aberdeen Christian the other way. Mallory Miller on top of the key. Finds Hannah Miller on a cut, but it's a turnover. The Wolverines stripping it away. Here's Sawinski just inside the three-point line, throws up a shot. It's no good, and the rebound goes to Bosma of Aberdeen Christian. Full court pressure from the Wolverines. Blocked, trapped. In the corner, she's able to get out of that and hands it off to Mallory Miller. Miller, top of the key. To the left side, Hannah Miller now has it off the screen from Mallory Miller. Throws up a three-pointer. It's off the backboard. No good. And the rebound goes to Brandner of Harriet Selby. Anderson to Brandner on the right elbow. Back to Barons for three. She left it long. Rebound goes to Hannah Miller and a foul called. That's going to go against Kendall Sawinski. Subs coming into the game for Harriet Selby. Stephanie Albee will check back in. Sophia Ritter also into the game here for the Wolverines. 4:15 to go in the opening half. It's Harriet Selby 17, Aberdeen Christian 10. Mallory Miller down low, fighting hard as a foul is called, and she'll go to the line for two. The Wolverines have been able to contain Mallory Miller early on in this first half. 4:08 to go. Harriet Selby 17. Aberdeen Christian 10 as the first free throw was no good, and the shooting struggles continue for the Knights. Second free throw by Miller is up and good. 1-for-2 on the free throw. She's 2-of-4 this evening. And Barons will bring this one across the timeline. Now 17-11, the Wolverines leading the Knights. Albee top of the key. To the left side, Barons. Nice feed down low. Von Wald's shot is up and no good off the top of the backboard. She did not get a good look right there. Here's the Knights in transition. Down low, and a foul called on the floor before the shot. Grace Kaiser was the last one with the basketball for Aberdeen Christian. Hannah Miller will inbound for the Knights, but a timeout called by Steve Sawinski of Harriet Selby. 3:44 to go in the opening half. It's Harriet Selby 17, Aberdeen Christian 11. You're listening to High School Basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome back to Selby, where Harriet Selby leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian 17-11 with 3:44 to go in the opening half. We will have the boys game to follow this varsity girls game right here. All the action on 100.7 FM. Dustin Stortzum inside the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast a booth, and we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show coming up here in just a little bit. Hannah Miller will inbound for Aberdeen Christian after the timeout. Looking around, gets it in to Mallory Miller. Back outside, Hannah Miller in the corner. She dribbles to the right side. Now back to Mallory Miller, who turns around and cannot get the right hook to fall. So Winsky the other way for Harriet Selby. Getting double-teamed as she backs out of it. Swings it to Caitlin Anderson on top of the key, who passes it to the right side, Behrens. Behrens back to the left side to Sawinski, who gets the mid-range floater to fall. Lead is out to 8 for Harriet Selby. 19-11 with 3:15 to go in the opening half. Hannah Miller off the screen, trying to get it down low to Mallory Miller. She's backing in, but double-teamed. Brander strips it away. Here's Sawinski for Harriet Selby in a 2-on-1. Selby and Kendall Sawinski gets it to the rim. She gets the shot to fall, but I believe a foul was called on the floor beforehand.
Hand to man ain't going to work.
Yes, that foul was called on the floor, so the shot will not count. Harriet Selby with the basketball, though. Here's Sawinski. Bounce pass to Rosso. Left it just long off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Kaylee Block of Aberdeen, and there's another turnover. The Wolverines coming up with it in a 2-on-2, but Caitlin Anderson gives it right back to Hannah Miller. Hannah Miller feeds it up court to Mallory Miller as that pass was tipped away at the last second by Behrens and goes out of bounds. So Aberdeen Christian will stay in control of the basketball. They'll inbound it under the hoop. Miller gets it in the block. Block to the right side. Kaiser tries to get it down low, but that pass is tipped away. And going to the floor is Caitlin Anderson of Harriet Selby, a jump ball called. And possession arrow goes to Harriet Selby. So the Wolverines with the basketball, 2:36 to go in the opening half. They lead Aberdeen Christian, the Knights, 19-11. Anderson to the left side. Sawinski looking around. She'll pass it to the right wing. Behrens back to Anderson. Now Behrens again. Guarded closely here by Kaiser. Anderson with the basketball top of the key. To the left side, and nearly stolen away. Behrens able to get it back, and she lays it up and in for two. Count the basket and the foul, and Harriet Selby's bench is going nuts. What a shot there from Jenica Behrens. And she'll have a chance for one more.
Yeah, they're playing basketball.
21-11, Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian. The and one free throw is no good. She left it long, but an offensive rebound. Rosso tipped it back out to Behrens, so the Wolverines still in control. Sawinski just inside the three-point line. She gets the shot to fall. Harriet Selby with their largest lead of the game. It's 23-11 over undefeated Aberdeen Christian, but just inside the three-point line, Mallory Miller able to answer back for three. That lead cut down to just 9. Behrens on the volleyball line right now. Swings it to the left side. Anderson to the baseline. Rosso has it guarded closely by Miller. Rosso able to get it back to Caitlin Anderson, who hands it off to Brandner on top of the key. Here's Rosso for two, just above the right elbow. And that shot was left long and rebounded by Mallory Miller. Mallory Miller to Hannah Miller, who will bring it across the timeline. She'll dribble to the right side now after a couple screens. Miller in the corner. Back to the left side and a turnover here by the Knights. Bosma tried finding number 33, Grace Kaiser, but she throws it over her head. It goes out of bounds. Harriet Selby in control. 1 minute to go in the opening half. Sawinski. Using time on top of the key, she'll now cross over and swing it to the right side. Behrens, a three-pointer. It's up, no good. Offensive rebound going to Sawinski. She'll now drive on Miller. Gets it back outside to Brander, who throws up a three-pointer, and that's left long as well. Another offensive rebound going to the Wolverines. Behrens on the drive. Throws up a floater over Mallory Miller, and she gets it to fall. The Wolverines back up 11. 30 seconds to go in the opening half. Hannah Miller bringing it across the timeline. Another turnover for Aberdeen Christian. Behrens will slow this one up for Harriet Selby. Shot clock turned off, 16 seconds to go. It's 25-14, Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian. Sawinski dribbling to the left side. Gets a screen from Brandner. Back to the right. She'll throw up a floater. It's no good. An offensive rebound to Rosso. 2 seconds on the clock. Brandner, a three-pointer at the buzzer, and it's no good. Just left it long. Brandner did to end the half. Harriet Selby, 25. Undefeated Aberdeen Christian, 14. As we head to halftime here in Selby, we'll take a quick three-minute break. When we come back, we'll have your Fresh Start Market halftime report right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Thorstons and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstons and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstons and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstons and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back. Halftime here in Selby, and we might have an upset brewing here in Selby as Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian 25-14 on our rough tough livestock equipment of Mobridge. Excuse me. I'm Dustin Stortzum inside the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth, and we want to thank today's sponsors for their coverage of this game: Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Uptown Market of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Bank West, Harriet Concrete, and Shorty's One Stop of Selby. It's time for your Fresh Start Market halftime show, and I tell you what, a surprising score at the half. I'm not going to lie to you, a clear height advantage for Aberdeen Christian, but a great job by the Wolverines defense, and they continue to force turnovers. The other night against North Central, they forced 20-plus turnovers, and here tonight, I mean, they've got to have close to double digits if they don't have it already. Mallory Miller, the leading scorer for Aberdeen Christian, she is, well, you can't stop her, but you can try to contain her, and I think the Wolverines have done just about the best they can do in that first half. And right now, a 25-14 lead for Harriet Selby over undefeated Aberdeen Christian. Dustin Sortsman again with you in the broadcast booth here for the halftime show. And it was Behrens, Jenica Behrens, in the first half for Harriet Selby, who just continued to light up the bottom of the net. She could not miss inside of three-point land. She went on a 4-0 run by herself in about 20 seconds. Kendall Sawinski has been a fantastic floor general tonight for the Wolverines as well. She's been finding a wide-open Rosso down low, who's hit a couple shots from the baseline. And, you know, you have to give credit to Rosso as well. She has defended Mallory Miller very well. Miller can shoot it from anywhere on the floor. She had a couple three-pointers in that first half for Aberdeen Christian, one just inside the three-point line, to keep this one within nine. But if Aberdeen Christian can clean things up, they certainly have a great chance to still come out with a victory in this ball game. But the turnovers have just costed them in this first half. The keys to success for the second half for Harriet Selby and our CHS River Plains keys to success is continue to do what you're doing. They're controlling the tempo. They're playing the basketball that they want to play, and they're getting wide open shots from mid-range. I think if you're Harriet Selby, you can continue to get those looks from Sawinski and Behrens. You have to take it because they are wide open right now. We'll see in the second half if Aberdeen Christian can come up with a game plan to stop those two. For Aberdeen Christian, the big thing is you have to feed Mallory Miller down low. She did not get enough touches in that first half for the Knights. We'll take another timeout break when we come back. Third quarter action, all that and more right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Selby. Start of our second half, just about ready to begin. Dustin Stortzum with you this evening. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to remind you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. This second half also sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities. Both teams back out on the floor here to begin our second half. And an upset brewing in Selby. Harriet Selby leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian 25-14 at the half. We'll see if things change here in quarter number three. Aberdeen Christian with the basketball to begin things. Inbound goes to Hannah Miller. She'll bring it across the timeline. Miller swinging it down low to Mallory Miller, who's double-teamed, and that does not matter as she gets the shot to fall. And the Knights are on the board first in the second half. Sawinski with the ball across the half-court line, kicks it to the corner. Brandner swinging it across court over to Anderson, who gets to the high post. Brandner, a wide-open shot, but she left it well short. And Miller coming down with a rebound for Aberdeen Christian, 25-16. Harriet Selby leading. Hannah Miller dribbling to the right side, gets a screen from Holt, now gets another screen as Mallory Miller has it down low, handing it off. Bosma's shot will not fall, and a foul going up against Rosso. Mallory Miller goes over the back, and a foul is called. That is the third foul on Mallory Miller. 7:12 to go in the third quarter. And a timeout, quick timeout called by Steve Sawinski, excuse me, of Harriet Selby. 25-16, 7:10 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
...25-16 with 7:10 remaining in the third quarter. Timeout was called by Steve Sawinski of Harriet Selby. Mallory Miller getting things to go early on in this third quarter for the Knights. Sawinski will inbound this one for the Wolverines. Referee hands her the basketball. She gets it into Anderson, who will have it top the key. Anderson handing it off to Behrens, actually running into Behrens right there. Behrens to the left side. Sawinski dribbling to the high post, gets a screen from Brandner, swings it outside. Anderson, a three-pointer that's up and good, right between the eyes from downtown. Caitlin Anderson for three. And that lead back out to 12. For Harriet Selby, back down on the other end. Hannah Miller gets it down low to Mallory Miller, who gets it to fall for two. So the lead trim back down to 10. 28-18, Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian with 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Brandner down low. Behrens has it baseline. Looking around, swings it to the top of the key. Anderson gets her pass tipped away, intended for Rosso. Rosso able to corral it back in. Here's Anderson. Swinging it to the baseline. Brandner has it. Shot up and good. Lead back out to 12. 6:05 to go in the third quarter. The Wolverines leading the Knights 30-18. Here's Miller down low. Being double-teamed as she looks outside. Three-pointer is up and no good. And an offensive rebound. No! Defensive rebound. Sawinski coming up with it. She'll now drive and try to go coast-to-coast. Sawinski from the elbow, back outside to Rosso. Rosso will throw up a two-pointer, and that falls. Rosso, with her foot on the line, hits a two-pointer, 32-18. The lead continues to grow for the Wolverines as Mallory Miller's pass down low will be deflected out of bounds, and it will stay with Aberdeen Christian. Aberdeen Christian in all sorts of trouble right now early on in this third quarter. 32-18, Harriet Selby with the lead. Hannah Miller gets this in. Block. Dribbling to the right side. Swings it to the corner. Kaiser has it. Kaiser to the top of the key. Hannah Miller getting a screen. She'll throw up a mid jumper from the right elbow, and she cannot get the shot to fall. Rebound goes to the Wolverines. Here's Caitlin Anderson. To the right corner, Brander pump fakes Mallory Miller. She'll now drive, throws up a floater, left it long, an offensive rebound, though, going back to Brander, who kicks it out to Sawinski. Sawinski being double-teamed. Bounce pass back outside. Brander now has it as she drives down the middle of the lane, and a foul will be called. Shot is no good, but it is a shooting foul, and Brander will go to the line for two. First free throw is up and no good. Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. As the second free throw, no good. So Brander goes 0-for-2 on the free throws. Mallory Miller coming down with the rebound. She'll bring this one across the timeline. Miller hands it off to Hannah Miller now. Hannah Miller back outside. Block. Bounce pass to Kaiser, who gets a screen from Block now and swings it back to the left elbow. Block has it. Three-pointer's up and no good. And fighting for the basketball is number 33, Grace Kaiser, and Brainer of Harriet Selby. This one goes out of bounds, and it will be Wolverine basketball. So Harriet Selby keeping control of it. Anderson walking it across the timeline. To the right side, Brander. Brander to Rosso on the baseline. Rosso trying to get it back to Brander, but it's stripped away. And Mallory Miller coming down with the basketball for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Hannah Miller dribbling to the right elbow, trying to get it down low, and a turnover. Miller trying to find Chloe Holt down low, was not able to do so. And a timeout on the floor for Aberdeen Christian. Michael Rohrbach has to call a timeout there after another Aberdeen Christian turnover. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. Harriet Selby, 32. Aberdeen Christian, 18 with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Selby. It's 8-3. Harriet Selby leading undefeated 10-0 Aberdeen Christian, 32-18 with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Dustin Stortzum up in the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show, the Premier Equipment postgame show, where we will name our Venture Communications Player of the Game. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. 4:07 to go here in the third quarter. Harriet Selby in control of the basketball. Barons dribbling with the right hand on top of the key. She gets the screen from Brander. Now double team. Swings to the left side. Stephanie Albee with it. Back to Brander. Brander to the high post. Handing it off to Barons, who's getting double teamed. Feeds it down low. And number 31, Maya Ebel, gets it to fall from the low block. So now 34-18, Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian. Hannah Miller dribbling with the right hand. Gets it pickpocketed for a second by Sawinski, but Miller is able to get it back. Now to the high post. Mallory Miller takes a couple dribbles, throws up a shot from the low block, and gets it to fall. over Maya Ebel for two. Lead cut down to 14, 34-20 with 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Brandner looking to the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Actually, it's a two-pointer. Referee signaled a two-point shot. That was up and in there by Solinsky. So the lead is back out to 16, not 17. Aberdeen Christian and Hannah Miller with the basketball. Guarded closely by Solinsky. Dribbles to the right side after a screen from Block. Now to the left side, three-pointer by Chloe Holt is up no good. Offensive rebound going to Kaiser. She'll throw up a second-chance bucket, and it falls for two. So now both these teams trading buckets with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Harriet Selby, 36. Aberdeen Christian, 22. Solinsky takes a dribble, hands it off to Albee. Back to Behrens on the volleyball line. Behrens to the corner. Brander now has it. Holt wanting her to drive left. Brander to the right side. Albee over to Behrens. Now Behrens across court to Albee. Gives it to Brander. Brander to Behrens. Step back three-pointer is up. No good. And it will fall out of bounds as Aberdeen Christian will take over with the basketball. Subs coming into the game. Here for Aberdeen Christian, Chloe Bosma checks back into the game. For the Wolverines, Rosso checks back in, and Caitlin Anderson also back into the game. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter in Selby. Anna Miller bringing this one across the timeline, guarded closely by Anderson. She gets to the baseline, now double-teamed. Sawinski there to help, and Hannah Miller will throw it off the foot of Caitlin Anderson as it rolls out of bounds. 26 on the shot clock, 1:50 on the game clock. Hannah Miller to inbound as she gets it into the high post. Grace Kaiser trying to get a download of Mallory Miller, but she's stripped away. Here's Sawinski the other way. And Sawinski trying to go coast to coast. She's fouled at the rim and will go to the line for two shots. Foul goes on number 20, Kaylee Block. That's her second personal foul, third team foul. On your rough, tough livestock equipment scoreboard. First free throw is no good. Second free throw up and good. 1 for 2 on the free throw is Sawinski. And the lead is back out to 15 for Harriet Selby. The undefeated Knights trailing by 15 with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Miller dribbling to the right side. Selena back to the left. Haley Block dribbling, looking, gets it to the baseline. Back outside to Block on the right wing. Block to Hannah Miller. Hannah Miller down low to Rosso, and the shot won't fall. Offensive rebound. Miller, she's fouled. Count the basket and the foul. Miller will go to the line for one more. Mallory Miller at the line. And the and-one free throw is no good. She has struggled from the line tonight for the Knights. Lead cut down to 13, though. 1 minute and 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sawinski brings this one across the timeline quickly, driving down the middle of the lane. She's fouled by Mallory Miller, who just picked up her fourth foul for Aberdeen Christian. The Knights' leading scorer with four fouls. And the first free throw is good. Mallory Miller will go to the bench with 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Hannah Miller, guarded closely by Sawinski off the inbounds pass. She gets it across the timeline, now dribbles to the corner, swinging it back outside. And the shot down low, a foul call of Behrens. Found Grace Kaiser on the right low block, and she'll go to the line for two.
First free throw by Kaiser is up and rattles in. Coming into the game for the Wolverines, number 31, Maya Evil. Sophia Von Wald also into the game for Harriet Selby. Second free throw is up and left it long. Rebound goes to Rosso of Harriet Selby. Caitlin Anderson bringing it across the timeline. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Behrens to Anderson. Back to Behrens on the left wing. Now to Anderson, top of the key. Von Wald looking around. Has it. 30 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Here's Anderson. 10 on the shot clock for the Wolverines. Clock down to 6. Shot is up and no good. Maya Evil had it on the low block. Could not get it to fall. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 14-point lead for Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian. As Kayla Block in the corner now. Three-pointer up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Sophie Bosma. And she gets to the line. Shooting foul called. Let's see who it's on. Looks like Caitlin Anderson picking up her first personal foul of the ball game as the first free throw is up and no good by Sophie Bosma. Here's a second free throw by Bosma, and that won't go either. 0 for 2 on the free throws. Rosso coming down with the defensive board. Here's Solinsky, 5 on the clock. Now to 4. She crosses over, step back, looking for the jumper. It's stripped away. Solinsky getting the ball back in time. And a foul called with 0.8 seconds to go on the clock. Foul is on Chloe Bosma. 0.8 seconds to go on the clock. As soon as they inbound it, you have to shoot it. Gets it in. Rosso's shot is up. No good, but a foul called. A foul called at the buzzer. Rosso will go to the line for 2 shots. The clock has expired here in the third quarter. Jada Rosso at the line for 2. And the first free throw good. A 15-point lead for Harriet Selby over Aberdeen Christian in the third quarter. Here's the second free throw. And that's no good. So 1 for 2 on the free throws, but it's a 15-point lead. Harriet Selby, 8-3 on the year, leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian, 40-25. We'll take an Integra timeout when we come back, the beginning of our fourth quarter, right here on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome back to Selby. Dustin Stortzum on the call this evening. Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian 40-25 as we are about to begin the fourth quarter of play. The leading scorer for Aberdeen Christian, Mallory Miller, is back on the floor for the Knights with 4 fouls. Sawinski. And Harriet Selby will have control of the basketball to begin things. They have the first possession of the fourth quarter. Caitlin Anderson on top of the key, getting double-teamed, and a jump ball called. And possession arrow pointing toward Aberdeen Christian. So now they have control of the basketball with 7:51 to go in the ballgame. Anna Miller dribbling to the right side. Guarded closely by Sawinski. Here's Kayla Block, a three-pointer. Up, no good off the back of the rim, and the rebound goes to Behrens. Behrens brings this one across the timeline. You have the lead right now. Up by 15. We'll see if Harriet Selby wants to run some clock here. Three-pointer. Sawinski rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Jada Rosso, and she gets it to fall for two. The largest lead of the game for Harriet Selby, 17 points. Hannah Miller trying to answer back. She'll drive on the low block. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Going to Bosma. She swings it back outside. Grace Kaiser now driving to the right elbow. Hands it off. Mallory Miller throws up a floater. That's up. No good. Offensive rebound again. Grace Kaiser cannot get it to fall. And a foul called on the rebound by Rosso. One and one free throws coming up for the Wolverines. Rosso, 1-1 on the line. 42-25, Harriet Selby leading undefeated Aberdeen Christian. And the 1-1 free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes to Mallory Miller, who will bring this one up across the timeline. Miller, three-pointer, wide open, and she banks it home. The bank's open on a Tuesday night. 42-28 now. Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian. Sawinski bringing it across the timeline. Handing it off. Barons over to the top of the key. Anderson double-teamed right now. The left side. Barons now to Sawinski in the corner. Sawinski dribbling to the left elbow. Hands it off to Barons, and she gets it stripped away. Kaiser in a two-on-two the other way. Barons from behind strips it away and then saves it as she tips it to Caitlin Anderson. The Wolverines with the basketball now. Sawinski, one-on-one with the block, trying to get the floater to fall, but it will not go. Mallory Miller with the rebound and a double dribble called on the Knights. Mallory Miller turns it over with 6:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Clock ticking in the fourth quarter. Harriet Selby with the basketball. Sawinski double-teamed, and she turns it over. And a foul called on Barons. That'll be her second for Harriet Selby. After the turnover by Sawinski, she was being double-teamed near the half-court line. She had to throw it away before a five-second was called, and now a timeout on the floor. 42-28, Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian with 5:54 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KMLO.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back to the action. You can also watch today's game on our DRG News app. Click on KMLO. You can find the live stream of this basketball game and the boys' basketball game coming up after all that on our website. Here's Kayla Block after the inbounds pass after the timeout. By the Knights, and she gets a three-pointer to fall. So the lead now cut down to 11. Still plenty of time for Aberdeen Christian to mount the comeback, and a foul called on top of the key. Grace Kaiser picking up her third foul of the contest, and another 1-1 free throw coming up for the Wolverines. Kendall Sawinski at the line for the 1-1. They need this one, and it won't fall. Mallory Miller with the rebounds. 5:30 to go in the ballgame. She brings this one up across the timeline. Miller looking around, swings it to the left wing. Three-pointer is up by Block. It's left short, and the rebound goes to Anderson. That would have been a huge three-pointer for the Knights, but now a steal. Kaylin Anderson was getting double-teamed. She tried to throw it to Brandner, gets it stripped away, and a foul called after the turnover. That's going to go against Kaylin Anderson. Her second foul of the contest, the 15th foul for Harriet Selby. Tides are starting to turn here as we have an off-ball foul. It wouldn't have mattered anyways because Harriet Selby tipped the inbounds pass away and it would have been stripped. But now a foul called off-ball. That's the fourth foul on Grace Kaiser. So now two starting members of Aberdeen Christian with four fouls. Here's Brandner to the baseline. Sawinski driving on Mallory Miller. Back outside to Brandner on the left wing. Brandner down low. Sawinski working on Mallory Miller, and it's blocked. Kayla Block coming down with it. Here's Hannah Miller to Mallory. Down low. Her shot won't go. Russell with a rebound. Under 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Harriet Selby 42. Aberdeen Christian 31. Sawinski. Double team, top of the key. Bounce pass to the right side. Anderson now bounce pass it back to Sawinski, who hands it off to Rosso on the baseline. Rosso shots up and no good. The offensive rebound gathered in by Brandner, who's double team. She hands it off to Sawinski, who drives, and her shot won't fall on the low block. And a foul is called after the rebound by Hannah Miller. And I believe we'll have 1-1 free throws coming up for Aberdeen Christian. Foul is going to go on number one, Jenica Behrens. That is her third foul of the contest. Full court pressure coming from Harriet Selby. Mallory Miller over to Block. Block to the right wing. Now Miller. Jab step. She'll now drive baseline on Sawinski. The left-handed floater's up. No good. Rebound goes to Brandner of Harriet Selby. 4 minutes to go between Harriet Selby and undefeated Aberdeen Christian. Here's Brandner, a wide open shot from the free throw line. She gets it to fall. Brandner left wide open on the free throw line for the Wolverines, and the lead's back out to 13. Mallory Miller, wide open three-point look, trying to get it to fall. It's no good. Sawinski with the rebound. Harriet Selby looking to maybe use some clock here. With under four to go. Behrens to Anderson. To Sawinski, dribbling with her right hand. Now a bounce pass to Caitlin Anderson. Using a lot of clock here. As Brandner now hands it off. Sawinski. Jump shot from the left elbow is up and good. 46-31 now. Lead back out to 15, and Aberdeen Christian has got to get something going here on this possession. Hannah Miller down low. Mallory's shot won't go. Rebound goes to Harriet Selby. Under 3 minutes to play. Anderson at the half court line. Gives it to Behrens. Behrens to the baseline. Rosso has it, guarded by Mallory Miller. That pass is tipped by Rosso in a turnover. Here's Grace Kaiser. Getting it across the half court line and an over and back call. Kaiser tried giving it to Hannah Miller, but Miller was not across the line yet. And that's going to be a turnover by Aberdeen Christian with 2:34 to go in the ballgame. 46-31. We'll take an Actegra timeout when we come back the rest of this fourth quarter here in Selby on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Welcome back to Selby. This crowd is electric right now. 2:34 to play in Harriet Selby. An upset brewing as they lead undefeated Aberdeen Christian 46-31. Aberdeen Christian has just struggled to find the bottom of the net this evening. Here's Behrens. Behrens across the half court line finds Rosso wide open on the low block. He gets the shot to fall. Oh my goodness. Rosso was just left wide open after the double team. 48-31 now. Back out to a 17-point lead, and Aberdeen Christian throws it away. Harriet Selby with the basketball again. Nearing that 2-minute mark. Barons to the high post. Sawinski to Rosso, and that shot won't fall from the baseline. Now under 2 to play. Harriet Selby 48. Aberdeen Christian 31. Mallory Miller down low, and she'll get it to fall for 2. Timeout called on the floor here by Michael Rohrbach. We'll take an Integra 30-second timeout break as well. We'll have the conclusion coming up here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
1 minute, 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Harriet Selby leading Aberdeen Christian 48-33. Dustin Stortz, I'm with you here in Selby this evening. Barons back to the top of the key. Anderson trying to swing to the high post, but a turnover. And now at this point in the ball game, Aberdeen Christian has to go. Fogarty checking into the game for the first time for the Knights is driving to the low block, and she's fouled by Barons. I believe that's the fourth foul on Barons. No, excuse me, that's her third. So three fouls on Barons. Actually, that is four fouls. I just updated on the scoreboard. Four fouls for Barons. She'll check out of the ballgame as the first free throw by Sophia Fogarty is up and in. Second free throw is up, and missed all on that one, an air ball by Fogarty. And so the Wolverines will take over with a minute 27 to go in the fourth quarter. Coming up on our post-game show, we'll name our Venture Communications Players of the Game. I should say Player of the Game, as a new group about ready to come on the floor here for the Wolverines, as they are going to mount the upset tonight in the girls' game. Again, we'll have the boys' game shortly after this one concludes. Sawinski with the basketball, handing it off to Brandner. 58 seconds to go. Now Sawinski, mid-range jump shot is up and in. And Harriet Selby will hit the 50-point mark. 50-34, 52 seconds to go. And I believe the subs are just going to check in here for the Wolverines, a brand new group on the floor. 52 seconds to go. And the upset is going to be complete. Here's Muller with the basketball down low and a nice feed to Sophie Bosma, who gets it to fall for 2 on the other end for Aberdeen Christian. 37 seconds now. One last possession for the Wolverines. Hansen, Michaela Hansen with the basketball to the corner. Gonna jock him. Back outside, 3-pointer in the way, and it's good. Sophia Ritter from downtown. Harriet Selby, 53. Aberdeen Christian, 36. And the shot by England is up and no good for the Knights as a foul is called, and I believe we will have free throws on the other end. .7 seconds to go here in the girls' game. Harriet Selby 53, Aberdeen Christian 36. And with the win, Harriet Selby will now be riding an 8-game winning streak. They have got hot here midway through their schedule. Aberdeen Christian will fall for the first time this season. Their record will now stand at 10-1. The second free throw's up and no good by Cheyenne Wirtz. 3 seconds to play in the ballgame. Fogarty driving, tries to hand it off to the corner, and time has run out. 54-36. Harriet Selby with the upset over Aberdeen Christian this evening here in Selby. We'll go to a quick 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we'll have your Venture Communications player of the game, and we'll have your Premier Equipment post-game show. All that coming up right now on 100.7 FM at KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Welcome back to Selby, the Harriet Selby Wolverines, the girls basketball game. Wolverines take down the Aberdeen Christian Knights 52-36. Dustin Stortzum here with you for your Premier Equipment post-game show, where we will name our Venture Communications player of the game. And I've got to give it to Jenica Behrens tonight. I mean, she was an absolute floor general for this squad. She was finding wide-open players. She was hitting big shots, especially in that first half for Harriet Selby, and also forcing quite a few turnovers as well. I mean, Aberdeen Christian really struggled controlling the basketball against this Harriet Selby team, and now that's back-to-back games that I've announced of Harriet Selby where they have just forced multiple turnovers. And sometimes back-to-back-to-back. I mean, the full-court pressure by Harriet Selby is something to watch. If you want to watch some good defensive basketball, the girls' team here at Harriet Selby, they sure know how to play defense. They get it done also behind the arc as well. Sawinski with a couple threes. Barron hit a couple big three-pointers as well. Rosso hit a couple just inside the three-point arc. So, I mean, all-around great effort from Harriet Selby as they take down previously undefeated Aberdeen Christian in the girls' game. 52-36. With the win, Harriet Selby, they improved to 9-3 on the season, now an 8-game winning streak, and Aberdeen Christian will fall to 10-1 after this loss. Coming up here in the boys' game on 100.7 KMLO, it's 4-6. Harriet Selby, the boys, taking on 9-2 Aberdeen Christian. Should be a good one. Don't go anywhere. We'll have tip-off and all that coming up next right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Fontana Dakota Utility's slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back to Selby, and we are just about ready to begin our boys contest between Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, taking on Aberdeen Christian. Aberdeen Christian coming into this contest at 9-2. Harriet Selby at 4-6. We just finished up the girls' game where Harriet Selby, who was previously 8-3, pulling off the upset against previously undefeated Aberdeen Christian, 52-36. Dustin Stortzum with you up in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And I want to just take a second to thank our sponsors for tonight's game. Marin Buell Insurance of Selby, Uptown Market of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, and also Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Bank West, Harriet Concrete, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, and also Montana Dakota Utilities. It is now time for your Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg pregame show, and 9-2 going up against 4-6 Harriet Selby. Aberdeen Christian, they have got a tall lineup. I mean, 6'3", 6'6", 6', 6'3", and then the 5'9 point guard. I mean, this roster has a ton of height to it. A couple players that are 6'2" for Harriet Selby. But again, I mean, the second straight game where Aberdeen Christian just has the height as we now begin our CHS River Plains Keys to success. And I think tonight, I mean, again, for the boys on the side of Harriet Selby, you have to control the tempo in this ball game. It's exactly what the girls did in their game, and that's what you have to do here for Aberdeen Christian. Get it down low. You got some big boys down there, and Ethan Russell, who's 6'6", and Caden Clark, a forward. You can get it down to those two. You can find a ton of success tonight for Aberdeen Christian. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Welcome back to Selby. Both teams on the court as we take a look at your Campbell County Collision starting lineup. For Aberdeen Christian, it's Andrew Brennan, Jackson Isaacson, Ethan Russell, Malik Weaker, and Caden Clark. Dustin Swordsum on the call with you tonight as we begin things here in Selby for the boys game. And starting off early, Ethan Russell getting the turnaround floater to fall from mid-range and on the board first is Aberdeen Christian. Trevor Saylor with the basketball to the corner. Chance Gregg over to Gavin Hannon. Trey Hedick, top of the key to the right side. Hannon now down low. Saylor getting blocked there by Ethan Russell. And now coming the other way is the Knights. Mason Vetter down low. Nice feed. And shot is up and no good by Jackson Isaacson. But the second effort will fall. So a quick 4-0 lead here for Aberdeen Christian. Hannon to the right side. Saylor now has it. Saylor back to Hannon, who pump fakes, now kicks to the corner. Hedick a three-pointer that's up, rattles in and out. But an offensive rebound going to Chance Bragg and a foul call. Starters on the floor tonight for Harriet Selby. Gavin Hannon, Trey Hedick, Trevor Gill, Brendan Begman. Excuse me, actually, I don't see Brennan Begman on the floor right now. I'm not sure if he's injured or not. I did not get to catch up with the head coach of Harriet Selby. The Knights with the basketball. Brennan, outside, three-pointer is up and no good by Jackson Isaacson. Rebound going to Hedick. And here come the Wolverines the other way. Hedick driving, working on Brennan to the left side. Trevor Saylor now has it. Back to Hedick in the corner. Hedick to the top of the key. Trevor Gill now down low to Chance Gregg, who dribbles and hands it off to number 21, Trevor Saylor, on the low block. Saylor puts up a shot and is fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. So again, no Brendan Begman on the floor right now for Harriet Selby. First shot is up and in. Second free throw coming up for Trevor Saylor. And that rattles in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound. Gill is swatted away. Ethan Russell with his second block here in the first quarter. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter, 4-1, Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby. As that ball is tipped out of bounds and will remain with the Knights. Weicker to inbound. He gets it in to Caden Clark. He passes to the top of the key. Brennan to the right side. Feeding it down low. Clark's shot is up and it rattles in and out. Clark cannot finish at the rim. Trey Hedick the other way. Bringing it across the timeline to the left elbow. Hands it off. Trevor Saylor driving to the high post. Trying to swing it down low to Trevor Gill, who saves it, but into the hands of Malik Weicker. Weicker trying to go coast to coast. His shot won't fall, but a foul call. .518 to go in the opening quarter. 4-1, Aberdeen Christian with the lead over Harriet Selby. First free throw is up and no good. Left it short. First foul on number one, Gavin Hannon, for the Wolverines, as the second free throw falls, so now the lead is 5-1 in favor of Aberdeen Central. Hannon will bring this one across the timeline, closely guarded by Andrew Brennan, and he turns it over. Here's Brennan, and a two-on-two, nice feed down low to Russell, can't get the shot to fall. Coming up from behind was Jackson Isaacson, and he can't get it to go either. Here's Saylor the other end for the Wolverines. Back outside, Hannon, a wide-open three-point look, and that's no good. Off the left side of the rim, and it rolls out of bounds into the Knights bench. Aberdeen Christian will take over. 4:53 to go in the opening quarter. It's 5-1. Aberdeen Christian with the lead over Harriet Selby. Weicker bringing it across the timeline. Getting it to the high post. Clark has it. Guarded closely by Gregg. Getting it back off to Weicker. Now Weicker to Caden Clark, who drives to the low post. No foul called as Ethan Russell gets to the rim and lays it in for two. He backed into Trevor Saylor. Trevor Saylor went to the floor, and Ethan Russell went to the rim. 7-1 lead here early on for Aberdeen Christian. Hannon to Saylor. Saylor to the free throw line, back outside. Hedick, wide open three-point look, and he gets it to fall. All right, between the eyes from downtown, Trey Hedick for three, and a quick timeout for Harriet Selby and Coach Chris Hedick. We'll take an Integra timeout as well, 4:07 to go in the opening quarter. Aberdeen Christian 7, Harriet Selby 4.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Welcome back to the action. Dustin Stortson on the call side. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. It's a 7-4 lead for Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby early on in this first quarter. Here's Weicker, top of the key. Wide open three-point look. It's up no good off the backboard. And the rebound goes to Trey Hedick. Hedick quickly across the timeline to Cole Zabel, who just checked in for the first time for the Wolverines. Hedick getting double-teamed. Swings to the left side. Zabel. Bounce pass down low. Gregg working on a number 30, Caden Clark, and he gets it to fall. Scoreboard went out here on our shot clock and game clock went out, and now the whole scoreboard has went out. As we'll stop play for a quick second, and hopefully we can get this turn back on. Excuse me. Here we go. Our Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard back on. 3:39 to go in the opening quarter, and it should be 7-6 Aberdeen Christian as they just updated the scoreboard there. Aberdeen Christian with the basketball after the scoreboard malfunction. Weaker will inbound it to Jackson Isaacson here in a few moments. Referees getting everything squared away, and it looks like we're ready to play basketball again. Jackson Isaacson with the basketball, handing it off to Russell. Russell backing in on Saylor. Reverse layup is up and in. Counts the basket and the foul. Ethan Russell, the 6'6" forward, gets the reverse layup to fall. Count the basket and the foul. The first personal foul on Trevor Saylor. And one free throw is up and rattles in and out. No good. A 9-6 lead for Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby, and a quick three-pointer the other way for Trevor Saylor. That's not the shot he wanted, as he was not able to square away and get it off in time. Weaker the other way, a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Weaker gets it to go. And it's now a 12-6 lead here for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Saylor. Saylor, a floater, left it short. And a foul. We'll see who it's on. Foul goes on number 31, Chance Gregg of Harriet Selby. That's his first personal foul. The third team foul in the first half. 3:02 to play in the opening quarter. Aberdeen Christian 12, Harriet Selby 6. Checking into the game for the Wolverines, Gavin Hannon comes in for Trevor Hill. Hannon, the floor general for the JV squad. Got to watch a little bit of that as Aberdeen Christian dominated that game. Russell will inbound to Weaker, and we'll begin things again here in Selby. And pass nearly stripped away by Cole Zabel, but the Knights able to get it back. Weaker on the other end, driving baseline, throws up a shot, it won't fall. And Chance Gregg coming down with the rebound and getting fouled. We'll see who it's on. And it will go on at number 23 of Aberdeen Christian, Joey Johnson, who just checked into the ballgame. Picks up his first foul, the third team foul for the Knights. Here's Hedick. Hedick, top of the key, guarded closely by Holscher as he now drives to the left elbow, throws up a floater. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Chance Gregg, and a foul call. Chance Gregg getting double-teamed down low. Able to draw the foul. We'll see who it's on. And I believe it's going to go on number 23, Joey Johnson again. Yes, it is. That's his second foul. First free throw is up and no good. Rattles in and out for Gregg. 2:34 to go in the opening quarter. Aberdeen Christian 12, Harriet Selby 6. Second free throw by Gregg is up and good. And rattles home. 1-for-2 on the free throws, and the lead is now cut down to 5. Weaker bringing it up across the timeline. Swings it to the left side. Holscher has it. Now over to Isaacson, who passes it to Russell. Now throws up a three-pointer from the left wing. It's up, no good. Rebound going to the Wolverines, and a quick turnover there. Zabel trying to find Trey Hedick on the right wing, but could not do so, and a turnover. As the Knights take over, here's Russell again. A step-back floater over Trevor Saylor is good. Saylor frustrated after giving up those 2 points. Ethan Russell, a great start for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Trey Hedick the other way trying to lay it home as his shot will not fall. Weaker coming back across the timeline for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Joey Johnson on the low block. Swinging it back outside. Weaker, a three-pointer. It's up and good. The lead is out to 10 here for Aberdeen Christian in the opening quarter. 17-7. Saylor
to the left wing. Jab step by Hedick. Guarded closely by Holscher. Now swinging around to Hannon. Hannon, bounce pass down low to Greg. We have a foul. And if that's on Joey Johnson, that's his third. And I believe they are going to give it to Joey Johnson, his third foul in the opening quarter. So he will go to the bench for a while here. Trey Hedick to inbound. Gets it in and a turnover. Trevor Gill was not ready for the inbounds pass. Aberdeen Christian takes over. It's a 10-point lead. Brennan with the drive. Now swinging it back outside. He has it again on top of the key. Three-pointer, a deep three-pointer on the way. It's up no good. And a foul going against Aberdeen Christian. That's going to go against Connor Furman, the 6'4" freshman. That's his first foul off the bench. 16 fouls already for Aberdeen Christian in the opening quarter. 1 minute to play. Here's Trevor Saylor. Dribbling to the right side. Hands it off to Hedick, who's now double-teamed. Hedick back to Saylor, and the floater's up and no good. Offensive rebound going to Harriet Selby. It's Chance Gregg who came down with the offensive board, and he's fouled. And a foul will be on number 30, Caden Clark. That's his second. So he'll now go back to the bench, and Ethan Russell will check back in. A one-on-one free throw opportunity for Chance Gregg. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. The one-on-one free throw is up, and it rattles home. All the players from Harriet Selby ran to the other side of the court when Gregg still has another free throw to go. All right, now we're all set again. Here's Gregg with his second free throw opportunity. It's up no good. 1 for 4 from the line to begin things. Weaker bringing it across the timeline. He's hit a couple deep threes to begin things as he swings to the left side, and Ethan Russell's deep three-pointer is no good. Left it long off the backboard, and a foul as soon as the rebound. As soon as number 11, Trevor Gill, came down with the rebound, a foul was called. We'll see who it's on. And I believe they're going to give it to Connor Furman. That's his second. Eighth team foul for Aberdeen Christian in the opening quarter, and the 1-on-1 free throw's up no good. Ball tipped away, and coming down with it is Abe Holscher. Holscher to Weaker. Back over to Holscher on the left wing, handing it off to Brennan on top of the key. Brennan to the right side. Weaker has it. Now back to the left side to Brennan. Brennan throwing it around the top of the key to Weaker. 10 on the game clock. Weaker being double-teamed. He dribbles through it, hands it off to Brennan, who drives down the middle of the lane, and the floater is up and in. 2.5 seconds to go. Brennan gets the shot to fall, count the basket, and now a foul. And Brennan will go to the line for one more. 2.5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's Aberdeen Christian 19, Harriet Selby 8. The second personal foul for Trevor Saylor. And he's confused about that foul. I am as well. Second free throw is up. The one free throw shot. Not the first of two. And one free throw is up and no good. 2.5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's the inbounds pass from Harriet Selby. Hannon has it with 1 second. He'll throw up a 3-4th court shot. It's off the backboard and no good. And after one quarter of play, it is Aberdeen Christian 19, Harriet Selby 8. We'll be right back with second quarter action on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to remind you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Dustin Stortzum up in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth as we take a look at that Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard. And it reads Aberdeen Christian 19, Harriet Selby 8. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Dustin Stortzum, Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Here's Trey Hedick on the left wing. Pump fakes Brennan and now drives to the left elbow where he's fouled. And we'll go to the line for a 1-1. A lot of contact there on the drive by Trey Hedick. First foul on number 0, Andrew Brennan. A 5'9" junior is the 1-1 free throw is up and in for Trey Hedick. Harriet Selby missing their 6'2" junior Brendan Beckman this evening. Second free throw is up and in. 2 for 2 on the free throws. 19-10 lead for Aberdeen Christian. Caden Clark at the free throw line, handing it off. Weaker now dribbling to the left side, swings it to the corner. Three-pointer by Jackson Isaacson is up and good. Lead out to 12 for Aberdeen Christian. 7:25 to go in the first half. Here's Hannon for the Wolverines. Guarded by Brennan. Pass it to the right side. Hedick down low to Trevor Gill, working on Clark. Gill back outside. Hedick over to Hannon. Well on the shot clock, Hedick with the basketball again. Looking for the screen from Hannon. Now gives it to Chance Craig. Craig back to Hedick, who throws up a three-pointer, trying to answer back. It's no good. Ethan Russell coming down with the rebound, and here come the Knights the other way. Brennan to Clark on top of the key. He'll dribble to his left, handing it off. Weaker three-pointer up. No good. That would have been his third of the first half, and a foul called on the rebound by Jackson Isaacson. We'll see who it's on here. And it's going to be on number 31, the senior, Chance Gregg. That's his second personal foul, fifth team. And the free throw is up and no good. So they called a shooting foul there on the rebound by Jackson Isaacson. Checking into the game, Eric Lockle. For the Wolverines, it's his first time checking in this evening. Second free throw is up and no good. Coming down with the rebound, Trevor Gill. Hedick will bring this one up across the timeline. 6:40 to go in the first half. 22-10. Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby. Trevor Saylor has the basketball right now. Tipped away, but he's able to get it back. Hands it off to Hedick, who has it top of the key inside the circle. Now he'll pass to the right side. Trevor Saylor behind the three-point line, dribbles to the right side, now gets it to the corner. 7 on the shot clock. Saylor back to the top of the key. Hedick throwing up a volleyball line three-pointer. It's up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Trey Hedick gets it to fall from three, and the lead's cut down to just 9. Here's Ethan Russell on the baseline. Step back floater looking like Dirk Nowitzki. And he cannot get it to fall. It rolls out of bounds, and Aberdeen Christian will stay in control of the basketball. Caden Clark inbound for the Knights. He gets it in. Nice. Feed to Weaker down low on the right block. Beat Trey Hedick. And he'll get the two-pointer to fall off the inbounds pass. 24-13. Aberdeen Christian leading Harriet Selby
with 5:45 to go in the first half. Sailor outside, Hedick, guarded by Brennan. Hedick dribbling with the left hand to lock on the left wing. Now back over. Nice ball movement here by the Wolverines and a timeout by Chris Hedick. Did not like the way things were set up there for the Wolverines. We'll take an Integra timeout as well, 24-13. Aberdeen Christian leading Harriet Selby. You're listening to High School Basketball on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Selby, Dustin Stortzum here in the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. 5:30 to go here in the first half. It's Aberdeen Christian 24, Harriet Selby 13. Harriet Selby will have control of the basketball after this timeout break. Timeout last called by Chris Hedick of the Wolverines. Trey Hedick to inbounds here on the near sideline, near half court. As he'll get this one into Trevor Gill. Gill back to Hedick, who's being double teamed. He'll hand it off to Gill. Gill to Saylor. Two on the clock. He's got to throw up a shot at the buzzer, and it's no good. Trevor Saylor has just had a frustrating first half. And you can tell by his facial expression right now. I mean, he is just frustrated with the way things are going for him. Had a tough call down low against Ethan Russell that didn't go his way. Now the shot at the buzzer will not count. As here's Weaker hitting it down low. Caden Clark, nice play there by Aberdeen Christian to find the bottom of the net. 26-13, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Aberdeen Christian 26, Harriet Selby 13. Hedick dribbling to the left side. Swing it to Hannon. Hannon has it. Back over to Saylor. Saylor to Hedick. Hedick down low. Nice speed chance. Greg answers back for two. 26-15. Aberdeen Christian with the lead. Weaker to Clark. Back to Weaker. Dribbles to the right side. Spin move. Back outside to Clark. Clark to the corner. Weaker again with the basketball guarded by Hedick. Weaker to Brennan. Guarded closely by Hannon. Nice ball movement here by the Knights. High post. Little V cut down the baseline, and the reverse layup's up and no good by Brennan, but he gets the steal. Back outside. Weaker, a three-pointer. That won't fall either. Another offensive rebound for Clark. He feeds it back outside. Russell with the drive, and we have an offensive foul. Trey Hedick drawing the charge in the middle of the lane. That's the second personal foul on number four, Ethan Russell. 10th team foul. 4:09 to go in the first half. Aberdeen Christian 26, Harriet Selby 15. Full court pressure here by Brennan on Hedick. Hedick getting a couple screens here by Chance Gregg. He'll dribble with his left hand to the corner. Trevor Saylor, a three-pointer. He really needs this one. It's up and no good. And the rebound goes to Jackson Isaacson. Isaacson trying to go coast to coast. He lays it in with the right hand. Count the basket and the foul. Oh. 28-15 with 3:47 to go in the first half. That's the second foul on Gavin Hannon. Isaacson to the line for one more free throw. And the and-one free throw is up and in. 3:47 to go in the first half. 29-15. Aberdeen Christian with the lead. Trevor Saylor dribbling with the left hand on Clark. Back outside, Trevor Gill. Down the middle of the lane. His shot rattles in and off of the rim. He gets his own offensive rebound. That goes up. And it'll fall off the back of the rim. No good. Clark rebounded for the Knights. Here's Weaker on the drive with the left hand. He gets it to fall for two. And now the large lead of the game for Aberdeen Christian is 16. Here's Hedick. Nice crossover. Feeds it to the baseline. Saylor getting triple teamed. Back outside to Cole Zabel as the ball's on the floor. Will roll out of bounds and will stay with the Wolverines. Ethan Russell checking back in for Caden Clark. Trey Hedick to inbound. Gets it in the chance, Greg, and it goes off his fingertips out of bounds. A frustrating turnover there for Harriet Selby. 31-15. Holscher bringing it across the timeline, gets to the high post. Russell working on Greg, and with the left hand, he gets it to fall for two. Now an 18-point lead, 2:45 to go in the first half. 33-15, Aberdeen Christian. Saylor to the right side. Hedick getting it to Chance Greg down low. The turnaround floater's up no good, and the rebound goes to Isaacson. Isaacson to Weaker. Weaker to the corner. Three-pointer by Holscher is up and no good. Missed all of it. And the rebound going to Hedick, who tries to throw a football pass the other way. It's tipped away. Stolen by Jackson Isaacson, and his layup is up and good. Largest lead of the game for Aberdeen Christian is 20. 35-15. They lead over Harriet Selby. Here's Trevor Saylor with a floater up the middle of the lane. That's no good. Tipped around and offensive rebound by Cole Zabel, who is fouled. Weaker picking up the foul. That's his first. Harriet Selby in the double bonus. So they will go to the line for two free throws. Cole Zabel is the Wolverine at the line right now. And the first free throw is up and no good. Off the back of the rim. We'll look to at least get one of two here. And so I believe we have a line violation against Abe Holscher. He was behind the three-point line, but he was past the free throw line. You cannot be past that if you're one of the players that's supposed to be out of the box. And so Cole Zabel gets another free throw opportunity. He missed that one, and he ends up going 0 for 3 from the line. So the extra free throw doesn't work out for him this time. Here's the Knights the other way. Brennan on the drive. Swing it outside. Isaacson to the corner. Weaker. Pump fakes. Now swings it down low to Joey Johnson, working with three fouls. Here's Brennan, and it's a turnover. Trey Hedick going the other way, and a two-on-one. Trevor Saylor to the rim, and his layup goes up and in for two. 35-17, 1:30 to go in the first half. Aberdeen Christian with the lead. Weaker to Johnson. Working on Gill, and he left his shot short. Rebound goes to Hedick, who throws a football pass up court, and that doesn't work out for him again. As Weaker is able to save it, throws it off number three, Cole Zabel, and it goes out of bounds. The Knights will take over possession. And it actually looks like we had an off-ball foul against Trevor Gill on the other end of things. Aberdeen Christian now in the bonus here as the 1-1 free throw is up and good. I'm not sure where exactly that foul occurred, but it was not on ball. Second free throw is up and good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Lead back out to 20 for Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby. 1:15 to play in the first half. Trevor Saylor bring this one across the timeline. Hands it off to Trey Hedick. Hedick dribbling with the left hand. Guarded by Brennan. Hedick back to Saylor. Trying to get it to the corner. Three-pointer by Zabel is up and no good off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound going to Trevor Gill, who swings it back outside. Hedick now driving down the middle of the lane. His floater is up and in. Lead cut down to 18. 45 seconds to go in the first half. 37-19. Aberdeen Christian over Harriet Selby. Weaker to Isaacson. A three-pointer. Left it long. Offensive rebound. Holscher a three-pointer. That falls for three. Right between the eyes from downtown. And now Aberdeen Christian leads by 21 with 25 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Saylor. Jump stops on the left block. Puts up a shot and it's no good, but a foul called. Jackson Isaacson will pick up the foul. That's his first personal foul. Harriet Selby in the double bonus here. And the first free throw is good from Saylor. Forty to 20 with 19 seconds to go in this opening half. Second free throw is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Lead cut down to 19. Weaker walks this one across the timeline. Shot clock turned off. 10 seconds to go. Make sure to stay tuned while we have your Fresh Start Market halftime show coming up next. As here's a three-pointer from the corner by Isaacson. It's no good. 1 second to go. Weaker throws up a full-court shot, and it won't fall off the backboard. And we will head to halftime here in Selby. It's Aberdeen Christian 40, Harriet Selby 21. We'll be right back with your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on 100.7 KMLO.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
If you think twice, slow down. In a case of ice, make sure you stay tuned afterwards. We'll have your Venture Communications Player of the Game. That's coming up post-game after this boys' basketball game concludes. Well, it was a fast start for Aberdeen Christian in this boys' game. They got off to a 12-point lead in the first quarter, and they've run away with things here at the half. It is a 40-21 lead, 19 points for Aberdeen Christian, a comfortable lead for your 9-2 Knights. Harriet Selby again coming into this game at 4-6, missing their leading scorer this evening, Begman, who had quite a game the other night against North Central, and he's also the Harriet Selby Wolverines' leading scorer this season. The 6'2" junior forward, Brendan Begman, out tonight due to injury. We still have 8 minutes to go here at the half, but like I said before, it was a great start for Aberdeen Christian, and they've been able to build on that here at the half. Ethan Russell for Aberdeen Christian, having himself quite the first half. And on the season, he's got 11 games played. And well, let's see here. I have the stats pulled up. 180 points on the season, averaging 16.4 points per game. So he's off to a good start as well in this first half. Weaker, averaging 18.5 points per game. He's hit a couple threes from deep for the Knights that has allowed them to build up this lead at 19, 40-21 at the half. Dustin Sortsum up in the broadcast booth. We'll go to a timeout break. When we come back, we'll have the start of our third quarter right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, member FDIC.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby. The people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby. The people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back to Selby. Dustin Stortzum on the call. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. I'm inside the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth as we take a look at that Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard, and it reads Aberdeen Christian 40, Harriet Selby 21. We are still in your Fresh Start Market halftime, and this game is sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Both teams coming out of the huddle as we are just about ready to begin your second half here in Selby. The 9-2 Aberdeen Christian Knights leading the 4-6 Harriet Selby Wolverines. Both teams back on the floor. Jackson Isaacson will inbound things to Weaker, and we have basketball again here inside the Selby Gymnasium. Clark, top of the key, swing it to the left side. Isaacson has it for the Knights. Here's Ethan Russell. Russell to the corner. Isaacson, wide open three-point look to begin the second half, and it rattles in and out. Rebound goes to Sailors. Pass by Trey Hedick, and he turns it over. That's the third time Hedick has attempted one of those passes, and it just costly turnover for the Wolverines. Brennan to Clark to the left side. Now Isaacson has it on the left wing. Isaacson beating it down low to Clark. Back outside. Isaacson now driving baseline. It's stripped away. Trevor Gill coming up with the steal. Here's Trey Hedick getting double teamed on top of the key. He'll pick up the basketball. Now handing it off to Hannon. Hannon to Saylor. Left wing, Saylor driving to the low block, kicking it outside, wide open three-point look for Hedick, and he gets it to fall. Harriet Selby on the board first here in the third quarter. 40-24, Aberdeen Christian with the lead, 7 minutes to go in the third. Here's Russell, backing in on Greg. Russell, looking, throws up a floater, it's no good. Hannon coming down with a rebound. Wolverines the other way. Trevor Saylor with the basketball top of the key. Guarded by Weaker. Swinging it to the corner. Hannon with a jab step. Now back to Saylor. He's looking for Greg on the low block. Cannot find him. Now he'll kick it back to the corner. Hannon down low to Greg, and a foul called. I believe Caden Clark. Yes, number 30, Caden Clark. The 6'3" junior picks up his third foul. Trey Hedick to inbound. He gets it into Greg, who hands it off to Hedick, and a nice setup there off the inbounds pass. Hedick couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Saylor, and that won't fall either. Tipped outside, and Brennan coming down with the rebound. For the Knights as he brings this across the timeline. Gets a screen from Clark, swinging it to the corner. Isaacson wide open. Now he'll feed it to the left side. Russell for three. That's left long. And the rebound for number 11, Trevor Gill of the Wolverines. Here's Hedick. for Harriet Selby, guarded closely by Brennan. He'll get a screen from Greg on the right side. Now Greg with the screen on the left. Here's Trevor Saylor in the corner. Driving inside the post, throws up a tough shot. It's up no good. Tipped around. Offensive rebound. Saylor, and he puts it in for two. A 5-0 run to begin things for Harriet Selby, and they've cut the lead to 14. 40-26, 5:36 to play in the third quarter. Here's Russell off the screen. On the high post, the turnaround floater's up and no good. Fouled by Chance Gregg. Nice sportsmanship there between Russell and Trey Hedick, as Russell was falling down. Hedick was able to catch him and pick him up as a timeout is called on the floor by David Rohrbach. 5:29 to go in the third quarter. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Welcome back to Selby. Everdeen Christian is yet to get on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. They still lead Harriet Selby 40-26. 5:29 to go in the third is the first free throw by Ethan Russell is up and good. Ethan Russell, the 6'6" junior, averaging 16.4 points per game coming into tonight's game, gets the second free throw to fall as well, so he's 2-for-2, and the Knights are on the board for the first time in the third quarter. Trey Hedick, with full court pressure on, gets it across half court line, 5:19 in the third quarter. Trevor Saylor getting a screen from Gill. He'll dribble with the left hand, loses control of the basketball, able to get it back, and hands it off to Gill. Now back to Saylor on the three-point line. He loses control of the basketball again. The turnover. Two-on-one opportunity behind the back pass from Isaacson to number 10, Weaker, and Weaker will lay it in for two. What a feed there from Isaacson. Trey Hedick the other way for the Wolverines. Handing it off to Hannon. Hannon to Gill, who dribbles with the right hand to the right elbow. Now Saylor to Hannon. Over to Hedick. Handing it off to Trevor Gill, and he turns the ball over. Cannot control it, and a foul on Trevor Saylor. Frustration foul there after the turnover. That's Saylor's third. And now Isaacson will bring this across the timeline for Aberdeen Christian. 4:20 to go in the ballgame, 44-26, the Knights with the lead. Here's Russell looking for the reverse layup, but he'll swing it outside to the corner. Brennan to Isaacson, over to Weaker. Weaker down low to Clark. Clark backing in on Saylor. Nice defense, and a foul called after the rebound by Gill. That'll go on Isaacson. I believe that's his second. Wait for the scoreboard to post it here. That it is the second team foul on Knights, but that is, yes, that is Isaacson's second foul. So Harriet Selby in control of the basketball. Hedick, bounce pass to Gill. Full court pressure coming here by the Knights. Hedick, dribbling with the left hand, thought about a three-pointer, decided to hand it off to Greg, now back to Hedick, who throws up a floater, and he gets it to fall with a kiss off the glass. 3:49 to play in the third quarter, 44-28. Aberdeen Christian. Here's Weaker to the corner. Three-pointer. Holster is up. No good. Rattles in and out, but an offensive rebound by Isaacson, and he puts it in for two. Quick answer by the Knights. Lead back out to 18. Here's Hedick. Back to Gill. Gill trying to set things up top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Now swings it back to the left. Zabel to Hedick. Hedick over to Saylor. It's tipped away, but Saylor able to save it for the Wolverines. Here's Greg. Handoff. Hedick. Three-pointer. That's up no good off the back of the rim, and the rebound goes to Russell. Here come the Knights. Brennan, wanting to go coast to coast, swings it outside, wide open three-pointer! Weaker, right between the eyes from downtown, and the lead is back out to 21 for Aberdeen Christian. Full court pressure still from the Knights. Trevor Saylor with the left hand, getting double teamed, looking for someone as Zabel finally comes with the basketball, picks it up. Zabel to Saylor. Now Greg, top of the key, to the left side wing, Hedick. Nice feed to Zabel, who had a wide-open mid-range shot, but he can't get it to go. Ball bounces around a little bit. Isaacson coming up with it for the Knights. Isaac in the one-on-one and cannot get the shot to fall, but he's fouled. Chance Gregg draws his fourth foul of the game, and he will have to go to the bench. 49-28, 2:25 to go in the third quarter as the first free throw by Isaacson is up and no good. Second free throw coming up for Isaacson, and he gets it to rattle home. Largest lead of the game for the Knights. 50-28, Aberdeen Christian with the lead over Harriet Selby. Hannes dribbling with the left hand. Back outside, Hedick. Guarded closely. They don't want to give him anything outside. Gill, baseline to Hannon. Hannon driving to the elbow, and a foul called. I believe that's going to go on Abe Holscher. Caden Clark checking back in for the Knights. Isaacson will go to the bench. As Abe Holscher does pick up the foul, that's his first of the contest and the 13th foul for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Zabel driving just inside the free throw line. He bakes it home with a soft touch off the glass. Lead is cut down to 20. 1:52 to go in the third quarter. Aberdeen Christian 50, Harriet Selby 30. And a quick 2 points there for Joey Johnson of Aberdeen Christian. So I'll lead back out to 22. Hannon, dribbling with the left hand, swings to the left side, Hedick now. Oh, jab step, now looking to the left, finds Gill in the corner. Gill, back outside, Hedick top of the key, swings to the right side, now Hannon gets it down low to Gregg. Gregg, step back three-pointer for Hedick, is up no good, rebound goes to Ethan Russell of Aberdeen. Here come the Knights. Weaker, wide open three-point look, just long, and the rebound goes to Trevor Gill of Harriet Selby. 1 minute to play in the third quarter, 52-30. Aberdeen Christian with the lead. Here's Zabel, losing control of the basketball. Weaker picks it up. He's got a two-on-one opportunity against Trey Hedick. Hands it off to number one Holscher, who could not get the shot to fall. Nice defense by Hedick, who comes back down the other end and throws up a three-pointer. That won't go. And the rebound goes to Weaker. 44 seconds to play in the third. Russell, driving baseline. Was looking for the reverse layup, but he swings it outside. A three-pointer is up and good by Abe Holscher. And Aberdeen Christian has their largest lead of the game at 25. 55-30 over Harriet Selby. Hannon to Gill. Gill dribbling to the free throw line. Now back outside to the right wing. Hannon throws up a three-pointer, and he answers back with a three of his own. Anything you can do, I can do better, he says. 9 seconds to play in the third. Weaker crossing over Zabel. Throws up a three-pointer. The step-back three is good. What a shot from Weaker there at the buzzer. And we are three quarters in the books. Here at Selby Area High School, it is Aberdeen Christian 58, Harriet Selby 33. We'll go to a quick timeout break when we come back. Fourth quarter and the conclusion of this ballgame on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, member, FDIC.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action just about ready to get underway as both teams come out of the huddle. It is Aberdeen Christian, who's 9-2 on the season, 58. Harriet Selby, who's 4-6 on the season, 33. 25-point lead for the Knights over the Wolverines. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Post-game premiere equipment, post-game show. We'll come up at the conclusion of this game, and we'll name our Venture Communications player of the game. Dustin Sortsum with you this evening. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Sable to Hannon. Top of the key, and he loses control of the basketball. Here's Brennan the other way. All by himself, and he lays it in for two. Aberdeen Christian has dominated from start to finish this evening. 7:35 to play in the fourth. 60-33, the Knights leading the Wolverines. Hedick. Jab steps on Clark. Now dribbling in the middle of the lane. Gets his pass tipped away. Goes out of bounds. And will remain with Harriet Selby. So we're seeing the sophomore 5'8" forward Mason Vetter checking in for the first time this game for the Wolverines. Also, Darion Barker set to check in as well. Shot from the elbow is up no good, but on the other end of things, Trey Hedick was able to at least bat that ball away, and we have a jump ball. Barker checking into the game for the first time. Mason Vetter will go back to the bench. Weaker to inbound for the Knights here. Weaker getting it in. Isaac Sin, three-pointers up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Aberdeen Christian hits again. And they now have a 30-point lead here in quarter number four. 6:50 to play in the ballgame. Saylor on the baseline, dribbling with his right hand, throws up a shot and it rattles home for two. Lead down to 28, 6:35 to play. The Knights 63, the Wolverines 35. Russell dribbling to the high post, back outside of the wing. Isaacson driving baseline, and it won't fall, but a foul called. And two shots coming up for Isaacson. Trevor Saylor emotional on the floor right now here for the Wolverines. He's upset with that foul call. 4 fouls on number 21, Saylor. The first free throw falls for Isaacson. Chance Gregg checking back into the game for Hannon. Gavin Hannon will go to the bench. 6-foot junior guard. Second free throw is up and in. 2 for 2 on the free throws for Isaacson. Lead back out to 30 for Aberdeen Christian. Zabel in the corner, dribbling with the left hand. Now driving baseline on Weaker. Swings it back out. Trevor Saylor at the high post, now outside. Barker down low. Nice feed from Trey Hedick to Chance Gregg, but he cannot finish. Aberdeen that comes down with the rebound. Here's Brennan. Nice crossover to the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Ethan Russell hits from the corner. The Knights continue to stay hot from deep. 68-35, 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Saylor with a floater, and his shot will not fall. Football pass the other way. Brennan in a one-on-one with Zabel, and he lays it home for two. And an all-new group ready to check in here for the Knights. Just over 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, 70-35. Aberdeen Christian with the lead and an over-back call. As Trevor Saylor was not able to come down with a pass from number 3, Cole Zabel, and a turnover for the Wolverines. Brand new group into the game here for Aberdeen Christian. Connor Furman checking back in. Joey Johnson also into the game here for the Knights. Here's Johnson on the low block, back outside to Brennan. Brennan taking a three-pointer overhead, and he hits it right between the eyes from downtown. Andrew Brennan from deep, and now he steals the inbounds pass, trying to lay it in with the left hand, cannot do so. Hedick coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. Nice bounce pass down low, and the finish there by number 11, Trevor Gill. 73-37, Aberdeen Christian with the lead over Harriet Selby. Here's another three-pointer, and that one's going to be left short off the front of the rim. Greg with the rebound. Trey Hedick again. Over to Zabel. Three-pointers up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Cole Zabel gets the shot to fall and a turnover on the other end by Aberdeen Christian. Connor Furman went to inbounds the pass. His foot stepped over the line. And Harriet Selby will have control of the basketball again. Running clock, 3:45 to play. 33-point lead. Here's Zabel. Outside, three-point shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound by Hannon, but he was pushed out of bounds by his own teammate Mason Vetter right there, trying to come down with the rebound. Holscher brings it across the half-court line. Furman with the basketball on the right wing, trying to get it to Garrett Pearson, who just checked in for the first time. Here's Johnson. Backing in, throws up a floater with the left hand. It's no good, missed all of it. Now fighting on the floor for the basketball, both teams. Coming up with it is Pearson, who gets it outside to Furman. And now they'll swing it around the top of the three-point line. Holscher, dribbling with the left hand, kicks it to the right side. Shot him in with the basketball, and a foul called on the low block. It'll go on Eric Lockle. That's his first foul, 15th foul, as, again, we do have that running clock going right now with this lead. Ball tipped out of bounds again, so the Knights will stay in possession. Holscher at the volleyball line, guarded by Zabel. He'll now drive with the right hand straight to the rim, and he lays it in for two. Holscher making it look easy. 75-40 now, 2:10 to play in the ballgame. Aberdeen Christian with the lead. Hannon, nice crossover, gets to the near corner, now hands it off to Zabel, who throws up a floater in the middle of the lane, and he gets the shot to fall, answering right back with a two of his own. Under 2 minutes to play in the game. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have your Premier Equipment post-game show and your Venture Communications player of the game. Johnson, spin moves down low for Aberdeen Christian. Cannot get the shot to fall. He gets a second chance. But that one's left long as well, and we'll have a foul on the floor. Foul will go on Joey Johnson. Really? That's his fourth. It is his fourth as he'll head to the bench. Holscher will come to the bench as well, and some substitutes into the game for the Knights. Cole Zabel bringing this one across the timeline for the Wolverines. He'll dribble to the right side. Guarded by Pearson, who gives it to Barker. Barker down low. Lockle with the shot. It's no good. But he's fouled, and there will be two free throws coming up here for Eric Lockle as the clock stops momentarily. 1:05 to play in the ballgame. Aberdeen Christian 75. Harriet Selby 42. And the first free throw of two is up and good. Checking into the game, Levi Stokes for the Wolverines, 5'2" freshman guard. As the second free throw is up and no good, rebound it goes to Connor Furman. Here's Pearson on the baseline, gets the ball punched away. Coming up with it is Ellis Russell, who will bring this one across half court again. Russell driving down the middle of the lane, he's fouled, and will go to the line for two shots. Clock will stop momentarily again. 41.2 seconds to play in the ball game. 75-43. Aberdeen Christian leading, Harriet Selby. As the first free throw is up and no good. Ellis Russell is at the line. Second free throw is up and good. 1-for-2 on the free throws. 33 seconds to play in the ball game. Parker dribbling it across the timeline. 25 seconds to go. Shot clock is still on at 17. Lockle trying to dribble down the lane. Bounce it off his foot. Is able to get it back, though. Parker to Stokes. Stokes, bounce pass down low. Lockle working his magic. Now swinging it back out to Vetter. Vetter to Saylor, and a shot clock violation with 3 seconds to go, and that will end things here in Selby. 76-43, a big-time win here for Aberdeen Christian, as we will head to a quick 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have your Premier Equipment post-game show, and we'll name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. All that coming up right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
To Selby for your post-game show. Dustin Stortzum in the broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the studio for us this evening. 76-43 is your final here as Aberdeen Christian improves to 10-2 on the season with their win tonight over Harriet Selby. Harriet Selby will fall to 4-7 on the season. Now this game, they were missing their leading scorer, Brendan Begman, the 6'2" junior, due to injury. Want to give a special thank you to our sponsors for covering tonight's game. Mar and Beal Insurance of Selby, Uptown Market of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, also Thorstenson Trucking of Selby Bank West, Harriet Concrete, and Shorty's One Stop in Selby. Also, want to give a special thank you to Montana Dakota Utility. 76-43 tonight. Again, Aberdeen Christian coming out with a dominating performance over Harriet Selby in the boys' game and the girls' game. It was Harriet Selby, previously 8-3, now 9-3, who upset previously undefeated Aberdeen Christian, who was 10-0 to begin the year. They end up winning by double digits in that game. And then the boys, the Knights, getting revenge on Harriet Selby there in a 76-43 win, as it's now time to name our Venture Communications player of the game. And for Aberdeen Christian tonight, it's got to be their point guard, Malik Weaker. He had quite the game for them tonight as their floor general. He had a couple three-pointers, including one toward the end of this game, and a step-back three. If you guys were watching on our live feed on drgnews.com, had a beautiful step-back three-pointer right by the broadcast booth, and he's going to be your Venture Communications player of the game this evening. Aberdeen Christian wins this one 76-43. That's going to wrap things up here in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Want to give a special shout-out to our man back in the studio, Daniel Peterson, for running a smooth game, as always, for us this evening. For Dustin Sortsum, saying good night, and thank you for listening to this coverage of high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.